is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel coming under criticism for the attack targeting Hamas leaders in Doha. ABC's James Longman's there.
The strike causing international outcry. Qatar condemning the attack, calling it state terrorism and accusing Israel of sabotaging ceasefire talks. Israel says it was entirely justified, though Hamas called it a failure, claiming that none of its leaders were killed. Instead, they say it only killed security guards and the son of a Hamas leader, as well as a member of the Qatari security forces.
Israel carrying out another round of heavy airstrikes against Houthi rebels in Yemen today as well. Russia says it did not deliberately target Poland when it sent drones into Polish airspace. They were shot down by NATO and Polish jets. An encouraging report on inflation, prices at the wholesale level down more than economists had expected last month. Scientists say NASA's Mars rover finds the strongest hints yet of potential signs of ancient life by uncovering rocks in a dry riverbed. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Another major Democratic Party candidate has entered the race for governor in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
The Milwaukee County executive is attempting to appeal to the rest of the state in his campaign announcement video posted this morning.
To the single mom in Eau Claire looking for affordable, dependable child care, I hear you. To the union worker in Sheboygan taking an extra shift today to make the end of the month a little bit easier, I see you. To the dad in Platteville working towards your degree after tucking your kids in goodnight, I am you. I'm David Crowley, and I'm running to be governor for all of us. Wisconsin, let's get to work.
David Crowley formally announced his run for governor, becoming the third Democrat to join the race following Governor Tony Evers' decision not to seek a third term. Crowley released a campaign video connecting his own experience with hardship as a child to the struggles many families still face today.
That boy who was homeless is a homeowner, where my wife Erica and I are raising our three daughters. My story is not unique. My story is Wisconsin's story.
Crowley says he's had success in job creation, cutting carbon emissions, and property tax relief while advocating for greater local government funding. Crowley took aim at Republicans and President Donald Trump, saying their leadership has brought chaos and division to the state. Crowley joins Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez and Ryan Sternad in competing for the Democratic nomination. Republicans Josh Shulman and Bill Berrien have officially declared their bids. Republican Representative Tom Tiffany is expected to announce soon. The primary election will be held in August, with November's general election deciding the next governor. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Crowley is hosting an event in La Crosse today, just 2 days after Sarah Rodriguez had an event here in La Crosse as well. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Packers in prime time. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last Sunday's game between the Packers and Lions drew 24 million viewers, the most watched week one game on CBS in 28 years. Tomorrow night, they host the Washington Commanders. Green Bay defensive end Micah Parsons has had some of his best games against Washington during his time with the Cowboys.
I don't know, just the strategy, coaching, understand who you're playing against. They're just an explosive team, starting with that quarterback, and it just means a lot more. You got get to him.
The Packers could be without right tackle Zach Tom and left guard Aaron Banks, both dealing with injuries. There'll be game time decisions. And the team signing Christian Watson to a 1-year extension worth over $13 million, even though he's still rehabbing a torn ACL. College football. The Badgers will play at Alabama for the first time ever this Saturday. Game time 11 a.m. Danny O'Neill likely to start at quarterback again. Women's volleyball. The Badgers beating the UWM Panthers last night. 3-0 in straight sets. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mixed skies with highs making it to the mid-70s today. Got more patchy fog rolling in overnight with clearing skies. It'll be a sunny day tomorrow and slightly warmer. Highs reaching the upper 70s. And the mugginess starts to seep in for Friday. Partly sunny, we reach the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Matt Nair on air.
Mr. Darren Von Ruden, who is the president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. This farm bill is supposed to be passed in 2023.
It's really frustrating that they've forgotten about small farmers. We actually pay more taxes than the billionaires do. Why are those tax dollars not coming back to the communities that pay them? Whether it's through the farm bill or it's other programs, we need to make sure that we keep fighting and let them know that we're not happy.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Dan Marcus is here. One of the snacks Dan likes called Sen-Sen.
Kind of tart and sour.
The packaging is not great. I understand it's very old, but like you got, it's like a toffee fay or something. Like
it's like eating candy flavored charcoal.
Okay.
I am looking on Google and these packages that I'm looking at are...
Conrad likes to look at packages on Google.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Heather Heil of the Green Bay Children's Museum takes the John Candy quiz. Then I'm joined by Ethan Ogilvie, writer of the new rom-com The Threesome, which is just hitting theaters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Happy Wednesday. Hellfire missile bounces off a UFO. Wild stuff. Chuck Schumer puts an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act to release the Epstein files. Hey, is Chuck fighting for his job? Has he decided to start fighting? Lots of wild stuff going on today. When government is afraid of the people, tyranny has no chance. We'll talk about that in a moment. Also, Russia and Venezuela on the brink of war? Is Russia on the brink of war with Europe? Is Venezuela on the brink of war with the United States? Does all this lay at Trump's feet? You betcha. I'll tell you about that in the first hour. Also, with Donald Trump's Department of Justice go after his three cabinet members, including Lori Chavez de Remer from this neck of the woods, who are all apparently engaging in mortgage fraud, according to, you know, the Trump's people. In the second hour of our program, Dr. Eric Feigelding is going to drop by to talk about Bob Kennedy's new MAHA report. The thing appears to be a joke. Also, Epstein's 50th birthday book. Who's in it and what do they say? It has a central meme that seems to be threaded throughout several hundred pages of it that is about young girls. Also, good news alert, New Mexico will become the first state to offer free universal child care, setting a model for all the country. And in the third hour of our program, my old friend and colleague John Fugelsang is going to drop by. He's got a new book out. It's called The Separation of Church and Hate, A Sane Person's Guide to Taking Back the Bible from Fundamentalist Fascists and Flock Fleecing Frauds. That's going to be fascinating. But to kick off our day, when government is afraid of the people, tyranny has no choice, is the title of my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com, my daily take. And, you know, I open this with the decision made this week by the, written this week, by the doughiest white boy on the Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh, to allow racial profiling by ICE. And as a result of that, 65 million Americans, Hispanic Americans, now live in terror of the police, carrying their passports and dreading traffic stops or shopping at Home Depot. You know, the bottom line is, if you're not a criminal, you shouldn't fear the government. Instead, as Jefferson repeatedly pointed out, the government should fear you. I don't mean fear of violence. I mean, you know, you get it, the ballot box and all that kind of stuff. This is, as Jefferson wrote in the Declaration of Independence, that, you know, our government has been created, quote, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That's us. And yet today, increasing numbers of Americans are afraid of their government. Our news media is terrified of being sued or otherwise harassed by Trump, so much so that two of our three big networks have paid him millions of dollars in essentially protection money. CBS just put a right-winger with ties to the Republican Party on as their ombudsman. NBC is on the verge of spinning off MSNBC, which Trump has been attacking a lot. That could be very
That could be a very troubling event, particularly if somebody, you know, Fox or somebody buys MSNBC. Republicans in the House of Representatives and the Senate are so cowed by Trump's primary threats and hundreds of millions of dollars that he's accumulated that they're desperately engaging in a cover-up of his alleged participation with Epstein in importing models from Eastern Europe and raping underage girls. Writers I know on Substack and elsewhere are very carefully watching their words, trying to avoid provoking right-wing ire and the death threats that it often brings. At the same time that, you know, well-funded right-wing media empires are growing, armed men in civilian clothes with masks on their faces are snatching people off the streets and disappearing them, now with the blessing of six corrupt Republicans on the Supreme Court. You can't tell if they're gang members kidnapping people or cops. People of faith and goodwill are fleeing social media sites ever since the billionaire owners decided to open them up to Nazis and tweak their secret algorithms to allow hate and fear. Government workers live in terror that some old tweet or message board posting might be discovered that'll cost them their jobs. Some, like Lisa Cook, the Fed governor, were just doing their jobs when Trump's toadies decided to scan everything they'd ever done and find that one checkbox that they failed to check. I mean, former government employees and elected officials, from John Brennan and Miles Taylor to James Comey, are wiping out their retirement savings to pay for lawyers because our government has targeted them for Trump's retribution. Protesters objecting to the militarization of our nation's cities are arrested for conspiracy and charged with crimes that could send them to prison for years or even decades. People who volunteer to help out with voting operations find themselves doxxed and vilified, you know, on national news, on right-wing media. They have to go into hiding. Captains of industry, CEOs of the nation's largest companies, trek to the White House to bow and scrape in front of his orangeness. Cabinet meetings have turned into a bad caricature of Hans Christian Andersen's old story, his old fable, you know, the emperor has no clothes, or the emperor's new clothes, excuse me. You know, we all watch yelling at the TV, tell him he's naked, but they never do. Instead, they're just, you know, sir, may I lick your shoes clean, please? I mean, they're behaving like terrified victims being held at knife point by a serial killer. None of this is normal in a democracy. All of these are signs of creeping dictatorship taking over our country. And it's gone from creeping to, you know, running full speed. It's particularly not normal in America, the country that invented citizens rising up against an oppressive government. We fought back when the South abandoned democracy in the 1850s. We joined Europe in fighting back when many European democracies lost their democracies. We went to war. We shed blood and treasure to defend the right to dissent. And what's particularly ironic about this is that the people who, for my entire lifetime, you know, for the last 50 years, have been warning us loudly that the government's going to come and get you. It's oppressive. We got to have our guns. We got to be ready. These Republicans, these John Birchers, these militia guys, the ones who have been warning us about, you know, get ready for when the government gets oppressive. Well, it's here. And they're on the side of the government. What happened? Our attorney general is apparently leading the Epstein cover-up. Our secretary of state cheerleads murdering citizens of the high seas. Our treasury secretary is provoking fistfights. Our energy and EPA chiefs deny climate change and are pushing more fossil fuel pollution. FEMA is being gutted. Social Security has been crippled. Medicare is about to start pre-clearance operations in six states. Millions will soon be thrown off Medicaid. Aid to student borrowers is gone. Food support to needy Americans is being pulled, along with food and medicine to millions of people around the world. And it's all being done so that morbidly rich billionaires like our billionaire president and the 13 billionaires in his cabinet can get another $4 trillion tax gift paid for by the rest of us as our schools are gutted and our children are failing. And it's not just America that Trump and MAGA and the GOP and these right-wing billionaires are destroying. Everything Putin wants, he gets. And as Trump is discarding America as allies, Xi is picking him up for China. Country after country. I mean, even our Supreme Court has fallen to big money corruption, allowing Trump to basically do anything he wants. You got a billionaire-funded think tank writing our domestic policy, and Putin and Netanyahu appear to be writing our foreign policy. And as Putin was attacking Poland last night, Trump and Hegseth and Vance and these guys are having dinner in a restaurant in Washington, D.C., you know, stuffing their faces and laughing. They should have been in the damn Situation Room. So what do we do? Well, history shows that basically the only thing that dislodges, wannabe dictators are we the people. Peacefully. It happened in Ukraine. It happened in South Korea. It happened in Spain. It happened in Chile. It's happened in countries all around the world. People stood up to their governments and peacefully made their governments fear them. That's our job. Now it's our turn. It's our obligation. We're the ones who must save us. We're the ones who have to stand up to these fascists. We're the ones who have to awaken our friends, our neighbors, our relatives. Tag, we're it, right? We are it. When the powerful fear the people, democracy wins. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you. So you just got back from your summer vacation, right? Maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to Zepa, ZYPPAH.com, and using the code PINK, or text my first name, Tom, that's T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting Zepa.com and using the code PINK, or text Tom to 511-511. Remember, Zepa's Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. National Voter Registration Day is coming up on September 16th, with nationwide events to encourage eligible voters to register and check their registration. With no national election as incentive this year, organizers point to local and special elections and a readiness to vote in the 2026 midterms as reasons to consider registering or reviewing registration status. The U.S. Census estimates 174 million Americans were registered to vote in 2024 out of an eligible voting age population of 236 million citizens. Pew Research found 18% of non-voters cited not being registered as a major reason for not voting. For those who are registered, changes in election law, such as more frequent purges of inactive voter registrations and lack of citizenship documents on file, could potentially make millions of Americans ineligible prior to the 2026 midterms. Many states offer online tools to check registration status. National Voter Registration Day's organizers said in a statement that over 1,700 community partners and 3,500 local organizations will participate this year, including municipalities, schools, and support agencies. More information for interested community partners is available at nationalvoterregistrationday.org. We have links to the site and our past series on why more Americans don't vote at americandemocracyminute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
James Santel joining me. Donald Trump just flat out threatening Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook.
A lot of people apparently, Maggie, in high places in government engaging in mortgage fraud, including Adam Schiff and Letitia James, and now Commissioner Cook as well. The Federal Reserve is created independent of politics, preventing exactly this kind of thing from happening. This is the instability that causes economic crisis.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You got to know what to look for, or you end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's over at getnativepath.com/Hartman. It's a quick read, could save your health and your wallet. And right now I can get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. That's get, G-E-T, getnativepath, P-A-T-H, getnativepath.com/H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, getnativepath.com/Hartman.
They try to silence voices.
And welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. And, oh, boy. A lot going on. Just a couple of quick stories here. The Democratic leader in the United States Senate, Chuck Schumer, added an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Bill. This is must-pass legislation. It funds the Pentagon. And which, by the way, it's important to note, the Constitution says that you may not fund the Pentagon, the military, for more than 2 years. Now, why did they put that in the Constitution? Because they wanted Congress to keep the military on a short leash. They knew that when the military gets too strong, I mean, this is why it's illegal for the military to do police functions in cities. You know, what Trump is doing right now, clear violation of the Posse Comitatus Act, as a judge has already said. But anyhow, the National Defense Authorization Act, which every 2 years has to pass, Chuck Schumer added an amendment that would require Pam Bondi to stop this massive cover-up that she's running right now out of the Department of Justice and release the Epstein files, release all of them. And Schumer says he released a statement saying Republicans will have to vote on it. We're going to keep fighting until these files are released. He says how it works. He's already got cloture on the amendment. He's got 16 senators signed on to end debate. So now there's a 30-hour limit on the debate. So, in a couple of days, there will be a vote on this. And if it passes, Pam Bondi will have 30 days to release the files. I'm not holding my breath, but hey, interesting. Also, a hearing in Congress. This is pretty amazing. An MQ-9 drone fires a Hellfire missile at a UFO, or UAP, or whatever they're calling them these days, and it bounces right off it. And, one of the military guys says there is no known human technology believed to be capable of surviving a direct hit from a Hellfire missile. It just doesn't happen. Pretty incredible stuff. Meanwhile, Poland, this is, we're on the verge of war here. Poland
invokes Article 4. Now, Article 5 is the, you know, we're all going to pull together and we're going to fight back. Article 4 is, you know, what the hell is going on? Let's get ready, basically. Because Russia sent a series of drones into Poland last night while Donald Trump was having dinner in a restaurant in D.C. and laughing, yucking it up. I mean, this is a crisis. Polish officials reported 19 incursions by Russian drones, including several from Belarus. This was intentional. This was not accidental. This is Russia testing NATO's defenses. And they're doing it right. And by the way, within an hour of this, there was two electricity pylons in southeast Berlin were taken down by who knows, and threw 40,000 German households into darkness. And this comes on the heels of reports that Russian drones are flying surveillance missions over U.S. arms routes in Germany to map which companies are producing weapons for Ukraine and how those shipments are moving across Europe. And meanwhile, Russia is about to begin their Zapad 2025 military exercise with Belarus. Now, this is the exercise that they used in 2022 to move all the troops that they needed onto the border of Ukraine to stage and prepare for the invasion of Ukraine. They're doing this in the next couple of weeks. It's looking like Russia is getting ready for war with NATO. I mean, this is a calculated test of NATO. This was not some small thing. I'm just astonished that there's so little coverage of it in the American press. I'm guessing the European press is just going nuts. But what's going on here is that, you know, Putin is basically eating Trump's lunch. He's playing him for a fool. 3 weeks ago in Alaska, Putin made Trump look like an ass, like a complete, you know, toady. And now he's expanding the war into Poland and also in Moldova. We know that he's doing this. Ron Filipowski, in response to this, says, Hegseth is working on a very energetic workout video to respond to Putin's aggressive military violation of Poland's airspace. And an ex-user named Maine says, Putin would never have launched drones into Poland if Donald Trump was president. Yeah, right. But, I mean, this is serious stuff. European capitals were quietly informed this week that the Trump regime is pulling back core security guarantees. This is a deliberate attempt, apparently, you know, according to Europeans, to tell Europe that, hey, we're not going to protect you from Moscow. Don't count on us. Over and over and over again, Donald Trump shows that he is owned by Vladimir Putin. He's Putin's poodle. I mean, look at what Putin's doing in Ukraine right now, and Trump is just like, oh, let's go have dinner. The Russian media last night, RIA Novosti, ran a story boasting that the Pentagon had slashed European readiness 15-fold. What the hell is going on?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
You know, last week, Russia tried to bring down Ursula von der Leyen, you know, the head of the European Union, tried to bring down her plane with a GPS attack. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell them it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox.
Todd Alba.
Wisconsin has a new candidate for governor. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. He'll join the program at 3:35, and we'll kick around politics with Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olsen. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Gas prices in Wisconsin stay under $3 per gallon. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices took a slight dip in Wisconsin, dropping 2.2 cents over the last week. The average on Monday is $2.95 in the state. This is 7.9 cents per gallon higher than a month ago, but over 10 cents lower than this time last year. Prices have been volatile in the Midwest in recent weeks. A refinery in Indiana experienced a temporary outage because of severe weather. With the restart of BP's Whiting Refinery, Great Lakes states saw significant relief. The transition to winter gasoline is just a week away for most areas, and OPEC Plus announced an increase in oil production starting in October. This could help keep oil prices lower for longer.
Gas prices in La Crosse have also stayed under $3 per gallon this past week, dropping slightly from a week ago. The area organization that puts together honor flights for military veterans is seeking donations. Freedom Honor Flight will make its 33rd trip on September 13th to Washington, D.C. To date, the Freedom Honor Flight has taken over 3,200 veterans to the nation's capital from within a 100-mile radius of La Crosse. But now the group is seeking donations to continue the flights, which currently cost about $185,000. Over 600 veterans remain on a waiting list. To learn more or to donate, visit freedomhonorflight.org. After showers clear out early, it'll be mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s across the Cooley region. Tomorrow, highs will be right around 80 degrees. On Friday, we'll get into the low 80s, and by Saturday, we could see high temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. We'll have more details coming up in our Civic Media forecast. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mixed skies with highs making it to the mid-70s today. Got more patchy fog rolling in overnight with clearing skies. It'll be a sunny day tomorrow and slightly warmer. Highs reaching the upper 70s. And the mugginess starts to seep in for Friday. Partly sunny, we reach the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Mr. Pat Kreitlow joins us from Lake Wissota.
Everything that I know about high culture, everything I know about opera, for example, comes from Bugs Bunny cartoon. The kids are missing out these days. They got Bluey and all of that.
Well, now it's all like real.
We had coyotes falling off of cliffs. Come on.
Exactly. And now it's all this educational crap.
We really have just become the two old men rocking on the porch talking about days gone by.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, Brian Kennedy, mayor of Glendale and national president of Democratic Municipal Officials, on getting yourself trained to run for local office.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For all of your support.
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Try to silence voices. They tighten the chains. Corrupted by money, addicted to power and fame. But history whispers through the cries of the streets. The heart of not admit defeat. When the powerful fear the people, democracy wins. The fire of freedom is burning within. We rise, we resist. The powerful fear the people, democracy wins.
35 minutes past the hour. In addition to the possibility of war in Europe, we're looking at the possibility now of war with Venezuela. Ken Klippenstein is a very competent reporter. And he's got a new piece out today over on his website, KenKlippenstein.com or Stein.com, S-T-E-I-N. He writes, the Trump administration is weighing additional military options against Venezuela, according to military sources. He said this past week, Venezuelan Air Force jets buzzed Navy ships. He says disabling a military airfield is considered one of the lowest risk operations that could be undertaken if the decision is made to attack Venezuela itself. And apparently we've already wargamed this out. Off the coast of St. Croix and now off the coast of Puerto Rico, where Hegseth and Dan Kane arrived for a surprise visit on Monday to inspect U.S. preparations. Hegseth, speaking of war with Venezuela, said, it's not if, it's when. He said the full power of the American military, used precisely with a clear mission, will be used to ensure the American people are kept safe. And what they're talking about here is this war on drugs. Drugs are now, like, remember when George W. Bush talked us into a war with Iraq by saying Iraq had WMD? Well, Trump is trying to talk us into a war with Venezuela by saying Venezuela has fentanyl, and they're exporting fentanyl to the United States. And yeah, of course, there is some fentanyl coming out of Venezuela, and Tren de Agua, the gang, seems to be, you know, right in the middle of it. But this has nothing to do with the government, apparently. This is the National Intelligence Council, the American National Intelligence Council, published a memo in April that said, quote, the Maduro regime probably does not have a policy of cooperating with Tren de Agua and is not directing Tren de Agua operations in the United States. So, in other words, Trump and his buddies are making this up so that they can have their little war. Remember when the Marine barracks in Lebanon was blown up back in the 1980s? I guess you have to be a certain age to remember that, but back in the 1980s, when Ronald Reagan was president, Al-Qaeda, or an early version, blew up the Marine barracks in Lebanon and killed 200 and some odd American soldiers. I think it was like some 280. I mean, they killed a bunch of Americans. Less than 2 weeks later, you know, how did Ronald Reagan respond? He pulled all the American soldiers out of Lebanon, number one. In other words, he cut and run. And number two, he declared war on a little Caribbean island. I mean, this is the Republican response to a crisis, is to just make something up, to create something, you know. let's you know, don't look at my left hand, look at my right hand, right? It's the oldest magician's trick in the book. And I fear that Trump is getting ready to do this with Venezuela. And then once we're well distracted in Venezuela, what's going to happen? Putin is going to take all of Ukraine, and Putin and Russia and Belarus together are going to take a chunk of Poland. And NATO will probably not start World War III. And then Putin is going to start his march across Eastern Europe, and Lithuania, Estonia, and Latvia are next. And meanwhile, China is going to take Taiwan. And we're going to have to decide, do we want to be in World War III or not? Meanwhile, the Trump administration is going after three Democrats, saying, you know, the Attorney General for the state of New York, Letitia James, Democratic Senator Adam Schiff, and the Fed governor, Lisa Cook. And it turns out, this is ProPublica just ran a big piece on this, it turns out that three members of Trump's cabinet. Now, what the crime that they alleged that they were all charged with is that when you fill out your mortgage application, you get this like 15-page thing that's your mortgage application, right? And like buried on page 7 or something is a little box that says, this is not my primary residence. And if it's not your primary residence, if it's a second home, you're supposed to check that box. And you pay a slightly higher interest rate on the theory that, you know, you're more likely to pay back the loan on your primary residence. Most people never check that box because most people never actually read the document. And that's why three of Trump's cabinet members also didn't check the box. And that's Lori Chavez de Remer, the labor secretary, who's from the Pacific Northwest. She's got a second home down in Arizona. She says it's her primary residence, along with her home here in Portland. Sean Duffy, the reality TV star that's now our transportation secretary. He has primary residences in both New Jersey and D.C. Lee Zeldin, the EPA administrator, who says that there's no such thing as climate change, has one in Long Island and one in D.C. And when this was pointed out, a White House spokesman said, quote, this is just another hit piece from a left-wing dark money group that constantly attempts to smear President Trump's incredible cabinet members. This is after Bill Pulte, who is his Federal Housing Finance Agency director. He's the guy who discovered these three Democrats and not checked the box. Bill Pulte says, fraud will not be tolerated in President Trump's housing market unless it's done by Republicans. Then it's just fine. Because it was just a mistake. They didn't read every page, right? It's crazy stuff. So what's on your mind? Chris in Chicago Ridge, Illinois. Hey, Chris, thanks for listening to WCPT. What's up?
Good morning, Tom. We live outside of Chicago, and, you know, we're very concerned lately because of Trump's militia, vast militia moving into the city to quell crime, so to speak. However, Monday, a train that went through Hinsdale, a Burlington Northern train, entirely composed of military heavy equipment, and no one is reporting on it.
Wow. Yeah. Interestingly, we have some friends here in Portland who live, actually, they're in Vancouver, and their house overlooks the railroad track that runs along the Columbia River on the Washington side of the river. And we were having dinner at their house, a week and a half ago. And a train went by, and it was filled with military hardware. Again, you know, tanks and stuff. And it looked like it was heading toward the seacoast, you know, like maybe heading for Seattle, I don't know, or maybe for Portland. I mean, you know, although it seemed like it was on its way out of town rather than into town. But they are moving military equipment around the United States right now. I think they're getting ready for the election next year. I think they're getting ready for the election in 14 months.
Well, the concerning point to me is that Burlington Northern ends in Chicago and then heads west out of the city to San Francisco, ultimately. Mm-hmm. And this was coming into Chicago.
Yeah.
And there were tanks on this train.
Yep.
Along with, you know, armored personnel carriers and all the other stuff. And we've got videos of it. But again, no one is saying anything about it in Chicago, especially with a heightened concern about what's going on here now.
Amazing.
And that bothers me. That bothers me a lot.
Yeah, it's a legitimate concern. Have you reached out to any of your local media?
I've been trying to, but trying to get through to them, I keep getting busy numbers. So I'm still trying, and I'm going to, you know, because we have a video of it. I want to share
most of your local TV stations have, you know, the equivalent of a tip line.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's what this is. And it's, you know, in fact, the team that handles tips specifically. So that's who I'm trying to reach out to.
Well, good luck, Chris. Keep us informed, okay?
I will. Thank you, Tom. You have a good one.
Thanks, Chris.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
44 and a half minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a minute. Stay with us. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom, it's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at mda75.org.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
30.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Dear MAGA, you raised your fist so high, screaming justice as a tear gas filled the sky. You wore your cap, stood proud in that hall while your messiah hid behind gold-plated walls. He told you he'd save the kids in chains, but he flew first class to Epstein's planes. While you feared basements that don't exist, he was soaking in spaz with a teenage guest list. You stormed the Capitol for a man who knew damn well where those jet wheels ran. He said, protect the girls from evil's hand, then drank with the monster on his private land. You believed he'd end the child, but he was toasting with the ones who cut them loose.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Joshua in Winchester, Kentucky. Hey, Joshua, what's up?
Not much. What's up, man?
I'm here. Right, what's on your mind? Yeah, Joshua, I'm sorry, I got to drop you here because you can't use that kind of language on the air. I realize, you know, you're listening to SiriusXM. It's okay there because it's not over the air. But our over-the-air stations are still regulated by the FCC and that kind of language. My apologies to anybody who was offended can get our stations in trouble. So I just have to, I have to drop you. So next time you call in, try to keep it clean. Tyrone in Harlem. Hey, Tyrone, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I don't see a peaceful way through this regime. I'm trying to look and see if this man has some ounce of some ounce of humanity to say, well, listen, this is our laws and our constitution. I'm going to follow the laws and constitution. We already know. He has no type of attitude towards doing what this Constitution, you know, requires him to do. So my question is, how is it that Democratic people, you know, Trump was a Democrat at one time, Elon Musk was democratically following, you know, Robert Kennedy Jr., that guy, they turned out to be such vicious Republicans. How, you know, it's like, how is it that these people, and this is when they say, oh, they don't switch. Yes, they do switch. The Democrats was at one time the party of...
I don't think Trump was ever an ideological Democrat. He was a Democrat because the Democrats control the machine in New York, and that was the way that you get the stuff done. Bob Kennedy was a Democrat because his family, you know, his father and brother were Democrats. I don't think either Trump or Kennedy ever had any, you know, real ideological embrace of the Democratic Party's ideals.
Okay. I definitely can accept that, but I'm just looking at the forward time that we're dealing with here, and how we're going to get through this without bloodshed.
Yeah.
Because this guy already showed you that he's willing to use whatever means necessary to get what he wants. He's got to live or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's not just willing to kill people. He's gleeful about it. Look at the 11 Venezuelans. I'm very concerned about that. I do not want bloodshed in the American streets. You know, Trump is militarizing our cities, and there's a reason, and it's not just performance art. He's getting ready for something. And I think he's getting ready for the elections. It might be something even more sinister than that. You know, we'll see.
I think we just better be ready. I don't think we need to get ready. I think we need to be ready for any and everything that this man is willing to throw at us, because he's not, you know, you're not dealing with an honest broker here.
Yeah. Amen. You nailed it, Tyrone. Thank you very much. Dave in Holyoke, Massachusetts. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hi, it's good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've got a couple of quick kind of sad predictions for next year. I think that after the current Supreme Court session ends, sometime over the summer or the early fall before the next session opens, Trump is going to encourage Thomas and Alito to retire so that he can appoint two more, you know, younger Federalist Society drones to the court.
Like Eileen Cannon.
And another thing, you remember when we were, you know, all these people were yelling at Democrats to expand the court, and of course they didn't want to touch it.
Mm.
If anybody's going to expand the Supreme Court, it'll be Republicans.
Wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, wouldn't surprise me at all, Dave.
Because I think the Supreme Court is the reason why we're here.
Yep.
You know, Congress has been complicit, but the Supreme Court is enabling Trump to do whatever he wants.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, the Supreme Court is why we're here, because the Supreme Court legalized political bribery back in the late 70s.
Yeah.
I mean, that led to the Reagan administration, which has been, you know, trashing us for 44 years now. We're still living in the Reaganista world, you know, where rich people don't pay taxes and the middle class shrinks every year and poor people get poorer. It's an absolute travesty. But Dave, I can't debate you on that. Thank you very much. Good observations. Well, hopefully you're wrong. TJ in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Hey, TJ, what's up?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Well, a lot of concerns. I mean, what's the solution? You know, this, to me, supposedly our Constitution is supposed to be the supreme law of the land. And it doesn't seem like this president or Congress is following the Constitution.
No. And nor are six on the take Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court. I mean, look what Brett Kavanaugh just did.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, to me, almost we need to have like a constitutional convention and shut everything down for a long weekend and start over.
Yeah.
And get rid of immediately.
Well, the Republicans are trying to do that. They are, for years now, they've been, it's conventionofstates.com, I'm pretty sure is the website, but it's something like that. You can Google it. But they're proposing, they've got a big funding, they've got a bunch of right-wing billionaires behind this. And every year they have a dress rehearsal in Washington, D.C., where people come from all over the nation, all 50 states. Have this mock session where they rewrite the Constitution, you know, and basically make it a country where, you know, the rich people run everything, basically. TJ, thanks for the call. I mean, I'm very concerned about that, that if they get the power in a larger way than they have now, if they get larger majorities in the House and Senate, that's what they're going to do. They're going to call an Article 5 convention and we're going to get a brand new Constitution. And you're not going to like it. This is what Putin did. This is what Orban did. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. That's HomeTitleLock.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I love Angela Lang, and I think Dan Schaefer is great. Dan Schaefer could replace me in a heartbeat. Angela Lang could replace me in a heartbeat. There's so many more talented people. I'm the only one willing to get up before 4 a.m. to do this show. You get the guy old enough to have to wake up and pee, and that's the whole business model behind this show. You're welcome, Mr. and Ms. Middle America.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Prices at the wholesale level dipped last month by 0.1% from the previous month. The producer price index shows inflation was up 2.6% in August compared to last year. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze says it's one gauge the Federal Reserve Board is watching ahead of its meeting next week.
This report really does keep the Fed on track to cut interest rates next week, largely expected to have the first interest rate cut in quite some time. So that would be welcome news for a lot of borrowers out there talking about credit card debt, auto loans. We already are seeing mortgage rates go down in anticipation of that.
The consumer price index will be released tomorrow. The White House says it will appeal a judge's ruling in favor of Federal Reserve Board member Lisa Cook, leaving her to remain on the board after President Trump attempted to fire her due to allegations of mortgage fraud, something Cook denies. Israel facing international criticism following the strike in Qatar yesterday targeting Hamas leadership. Hamas says no top leaders were killed. This is ABC News.